Sundays were also the one day of the week on which the men shaved, if at all, and washed their clothes. Sometimes. With no chores to perform, I spent the bulk of my day in idleness. I could wander at will from galley to forecastle deck, mate's mess to wheel, but try as I might not to show it, I was sorely bored. It should be no surprise that the high point of my day was tea with the captain. It was a cherished reminder of the world as I knew it. He always showed interest in what I had to say, in particular my observations of the crew. So flattered was I by his attentions that I took pains to search for things to tell him, and then prattled away. Unfortunately, tea lasted only from one bell to the next, a mere half an hour. Too soon I had to return to the less congenial world of the crew. I did take care, at first, to keep my distance from them, believing it not proper for me to mingle. My one friendly gesture was to read uplifting selections to them from my books. As the days wore on, however, it was increasingly difficult to refrain from some degree of intimacy. I could not help it. I've always been social by nature. In any case, I concluded that I was simply doing what the captain had suggested, in fact, kept urging. That is, keeping a lookout for any act or word that hinted of criticism or hostility. Though I desired to make it clear that the crew and I were on different levels, I found myself spending more and more time in their company. In truth, I had endless questions to ask as to what this was and what was that. They, in turn, found in me a naive but eager recipient for their answers. Then there were their yarns. I hardly knew nor cared which were true and which were not. Tales of castaways on Pacific atolls never failed to move me. Solemn accounts of angels and ghosts appearing miraculously in the rigging were, by turns, thrilling and terrifying. I learned the men's language, their ways, their dreams. Above all, I cherished the notion that my contact with the crew improved them. As to what it did to me, I hardly guessed. At first standoffish and suspicious, the crew began to accept me. I actually became something of a ship's boy, increasingly willing and able to run their minor errands. Of course, there were places on the Seahawk where I did not venture. Though I returned several times to my trunk and was not frightened again, I forbore exploring the hold. Barlow's words and my experience were sufficient to scare me off. The other place I shunned was the crew's quarters, the forecastle area before the mast. That I understood to be off limits. But as I grew more comfortable, as the crew grew more comfortable with me, I mingled more often with them on deck. In time, I even tried my hand and climbed, granted neither very high nor very far, into the rigging.